One of the most important things about a banjo is tuning it. I never have learned to do that yet. Accidentally, sometimes you get one in tune and it sounds a little better than tuned to do out. Don't you agree, Carl?
I've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah,
a couple.
Does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask? If you do, feel free to do so. Well, I've always found that by placing the little finger and this next to it, along here, it gives you a better position to get tone. But I would suggest that if this felt uncomfortable to anybody, that you fix your hand to where you've got the most comfortable position. Of course, the further back you go, I think sharpness, and then you can vary your tone up and down between here and here. But I honestly believe wherever your hand feels the best at is the best place to keep it, if it's comfortable. Well, I find if I get my hand in position to kind of get the thumb and the finger closer together, like this. In other words, you're propping.
But your hand's gonna float when you play.
That's right, and it leaves your fingers free to move. And any time that your hand feels it's getting in a cramped position, there's something wrong somewhere. I mean, you're either exerting too much effort or you're putting yourself under too much strain to play. And as you banjo pickers know, the thumb cramp can kill you in about 2 minutes and a half if you ever get it. Feels like it's going to break off.
Carry me back to old Virginia and vary your hand up.